As the friends made their way along the stream bank, Tyrion noticed that Brinty's paws were shaking and his jaw was trembling.
"Are you all right, mate?"
she murmured. The young mouse shook his head.
"I've never raised my paw in anger against another creature before, and I've never been in a fight. I don't know what happened to me back there. That rat was much bigger than me. If he could have reached the sword, he'd have slain me easily. You know me, Tyria. I'm usually the most peaceful of mice. But when I thought of the way that rat had treated the bird, well, I just lost control. I'm sorry."
Tyria winked at her friend.
"No need to be sorry, Brinty. Some of the quietest creatures can fight like mad beasts when they're roused. You did a brave thing going at the rat like you did."
Brinty strove to keep his paws from shaking.
"Maybe so, but it's not a very pleasant feeling afterward, remembering what you did. I would have killed him if you hadn't pulled me off. I don't think I'd ever like to fight again. It's too upsetting."
The twin bells of Redwall, Methuselah and Matthias, were tolling out their evening peal as the cart reached the abbey gates. Tyria banged at the entrance. Hylia and her husband, Aurel, two harvest mice, served as the abbey gatekeepers. The couple lived in the gatehouse with their twin babes, Urgle and Ralg. Aurel called out from behind the huge timber gates.
"Say who ye are! Do you come in peace to our abbey?"
Giri answered the challenge.
"It's the wood gatherers. Open up! We've got an injured beast here that needs help."
Unbarring the main gates, the gatekeepers opened one side, allowing the friends to pass through with the cart. The little harvest mouse twins squeaked aloud at the sight of the big bird draped on the wooden cargo.
"Eek! A hinger beast!"
The mother drew them aside.
"It's not a hinger beast. It's an injured beast. An eagle, I think, though I've never seen one before."
Tyria allowed the harvest mouse family to help with pushing the cart up to the abbey building.
"The elders will tell us what type of bird it is once we get it safely inside."
Abbess Lysian and her friend Burby awaited them on the abbey steps along with Skipper Formal Grud and Brink Greyspoke. Skipper shook his daughter's paw heartily.
"Strike me redder, girl. That's a fair old cargo of wood. But is that a dead bird you've brought us?"
The little twins piped up together.
"It's Hingerbee, Skip!"
Abbess Lysian hastened forward to inspect the creature.
"It's alive, but only just, poor thing. How did this happen?"
Giri explained eagerly.
"A gang of water rats had it tied up hanging from a tree. They were tormenting it, but we stopped them with our staves. Huh, you should have seen Tyria, though. She charged right in and battered the bark off those rats with her sling. They soon cleared off, dirty cowards."
Brink interrupted.
"Tell us later, young Giri. Let's get this poor bird some attention afore it is a dead beast. Tribsy, run and fetch Brother Parent. He'll know what to do. Brinty, go and get old Quelt the Recorder. I'll wager he'll know what kind of bird this un is."
Mom and Burby hitched up a vast flowery apron.
"Her, and I'll go and make a girt pot of tea."
Abbess Lysian smiled appreciatively at her friend.
"Good idea, Burby. Would you be so kind as to bring it up to the infirmary? A nice cup of tea never goes amiss."
Brother Perrant was Redwall's infirmary keeper and healer. The good mouse's knowledge of herbs, salves, potions and treatments was without peer in all Mossflower. No sooner was the bird born into his sick bay than Perrant began practising his art.
A giant of a bird. Not like any hereabouts. Probably some kind of eagle or hawk. There's an object lodged inside its mouth. Nasty thing. Looks like a star made of iron. See how it sticks out from beneath the lower beak. Skipper, get that hardwood pestle. Force the beak open and hold it still whilst I work. Huh, wouldn't like to lose a paw if it snapped shut as I was operating."
Most of the gentler woodland creatures had to look away as Perrant pried at the object with his instruments. He worked swiftly, muttering to himself.
"What sort of villain would do this to a living creature? Ah, here it comes. Dreadful thing. Just look at that."
Wiping the barb clean, he passed it to Tyria. She felt the sharp edges of the iron star, her face grim, as she dropped it into her pebble pouch.
Someday I might get the chance to pay the scumbag with his own weapon.